We were on Har Sinai, and now we have come down. We have to make sure we don't go too far down. I mentioned that Yom Tov, an interesting thing, that according to many of the Rishonim, the Seder of Har Sinai, Magen Har Sinai, was Moshe Rabbeinu went up, and then they heard the ten luchos, the two divots from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, and then afterwards Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam says that they heard Hashem calling out, Moshe, Moshe! The Rambam says the basis of our belief is not a Moshe, it's on things we actually experience. And that's why Matan Torah is the base of our religion. Kuzari also says in that direction. You talk about abstract things, so everyone has their explanations. So there was an act that there were 2 million people at the event. And there was 600,000 between 20 and 60, plus women and children. So you had close to 2 million people, most probably, over there. And this is the event of Hashem speaking to Klal Yisrael. So anyway, so they heard that there's a difference. Then Moshe Rabbeinu came down and taught Klal Yisrael Pashas Mishpatim. Pashas Mishpatim. Because if you read the Torah, you have that there's a difference, Mishpatim. And at the end of Mishpatim, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu came down and taught them the Mishpatim. It's a simple reading of the Torah, that's what it's telling you. Rashi has a different shot, but that's the way Elijah Rishonim learned. That he taught the Mishpatim, then he brought a bunch of Kabbonis, he ate the Kabbonis, and then Moshe Rabbeinu went up a second time, and they stayed up for the rest, for the 40 days. But it's mind-boggling. You would think after this holy, holy event of hearing the Aseret HaDibros, so what are the mitzvahs you're going to teach them? You're going to teach them Talmud Torah, Tefillah, Mayadim, definitely did teach. Mishpatim is basically how to watch over something that's in your possession, how to watch over your ox, and don't make a hole in the ground, and don't all kinds of different things. They're very, very mundane. Take care of the poor people. So this is the first thing after this holy, very spiritual thing. But you think of it, it is such a beautiful message. That Bayos Yiddishkeit is not something that is just in the shul on the base measures. It's a way of life, wherever you are. And that was the first message they got. You're in this holy thing, up in the mountains, you heard the voice of God. So you're going to float around now and then. And business is like a different, that's too mundane, that's not Shaykh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you do business, you gotta be a good businessman, whatever, swindle everybody. Yeah, no, that's what the Torah is telling you. That's the greatness of the Torah HaKadosh. Everything we do, wherever we are, in every situation, that's part of the way it is. It's Mitzadach and Mechaivas, requires us to behave in a certain fashion, Mitzadach and it's a tremendous source. If Hashem would make, that the only thing you get tzar for is when you're in the Beit Medrash, so the person in the Beit Medrash 2 hours a day, he wasted most of his life. But Hashem gives you tzar for everything you do, wherever you are. So everything, if you do it right, you're going to get tzar for it also. Okay, here we are still. Yeah, we're back to Chayyus Shevi. Yeah, we're back to. That's a good question. We were doing something? Okay, I have a whole bunch of markers. I don't remember which one it is. Okay, since that sounds good. Page, Shinchot. Yeah, Shinchot test. Oh, very good. Okay. Shinchot test. So, as the Rambam writes, everything in the physical world is made up of four forces. The sample of the Greek truth. Earth, wind, fire, and water. The secular scientific world misunderstood. They said that the four basic components of everything that exists is earth, which today is clay with a bunch of minerals stuck into it, and water, which is H2O, fire, which is energy, and wind, which is also energy, or if you take it as a thing that the wind is blowing around, it's primarily nitrogen with some oxygen. That's not what they meant. They meant that everything is made out of four forces. It means there's different four types of energy that makes up the different components of the world. The building blocks, yes, they're protons, neutrons, electrons, neutrinos, and they combine into the atoms. That's one level of understanding. But those atoms themselves, and those basic particles, each one has different measures of these different koyfas. So the koyf ha'ofer is considered the most base of the koyfas that exist in the world, a fourth in the world, which is the most mundane of them all. Fire is considered more the spiritual level, the energy. So the earth we're talking about over here is earthliness, mundane, which is basically the source of lack of the person who is living his life totally connected to the yisoid ha'ofer, the mundane type of life. Brings him down, because we're so much more than that. And if he looks at his life as just being a mundane creature, really net. He had two problems, which the Mashkiach spoke about till now. Problem number one is that the mundane mind frame is that I'm always lacking. That's where the body is created. In order to survive, you need food, you need oxygen, you need sleep, you need all kinds of things that are not intrinsic in yourself. That's why Hashem said it's the physical world. It's not self-sustaining. And it was made for a reason that way. Part of it is to give us a nisayon, a test. Are you going to look at it as the reason why I'm lacking food is because I need energy to survive? The reason why I'm lacking oxygen is because I need oxygen for myself to have what they need, etc., etc. Or, and take that concept of the physical nature from humanity, of the creation, that we're lacking things, that's what life is all about. What I'm lacking is a state of lack and not being complete, not being happy with my situation, and running after trying to get those things that I do not have is what life is all about. How does it destroy a person's life? Because if your mind frame is always about that success in life is getting what you don't have, you never proceed in life because you'll never have everything. So a person's a millionaire, okay, very good, but he's not a billionaire. So he's lacking $1 billion. When he becomes a billionaire, he's lacking two. And there's a trillionaire, he's lacking, etc. And like that in everything, COVID. If life is about having the maximum COVID, there's no maximum COVID. As long as there's one other human being out there and he's getting a little bit of COVID, so you don't have it all for yourself. That's a very painful and frustrating life. And that is based on this Yisoid of the two curses that you mentioned before, that cause the Simcha. Simcha number one is Sameach Bechelko. Recognizing, it's true that I'm lacking things, but I have all those things I need to fulfill what I'm lacking. I'm lacking food? Oh Hashem, I have enough money or whatever I need. That's a basic substance. I have to have every night a $10,000 dinner? No, I don't. No chaser klum. And everything I can in life, what I have, I'm happy with. If I really pay attention to it, it's good the way it is. I don't need my private yacht or my private missile or whatever I need. That's stage number one. The stage number two, which we're going to read today, is on the bottom, Shin Chof Ves, is to get past this Yisoid Ofer, this totally mundane existence, lacking and lacking and lacking. Number one, in my physical world, I'm not lacking. I'm happy with what I have. Number two, I have a spiritual world out there. And that's Simcha B'mitzvahs, to open myself up to the fact that if life is only mundane, then there's more room for argument that the more I have, the better I am. That's just a very small facet of life. The mundane part of life is just we need something to keep us going. But we have a source of Simcha B'mitzvahs. Simcha B'chelki and Simcha B'kinyoni Ativi. To be happy with what I have, like we said before, the Simcha and the physical things that I have, natural things that I have. Simcha B'mitzvah is Simcha B'kinyoni Meliki. Simcha B'mitzvah is to be Sameach with the fact that I have a kesher to spirituality, and that every Jew has it. That's why we were so excited the last 2 days. Any mitzvah we do is something which is above nature, connects to Tzokos Shbogu. We get up like a female lion and we uplift ourselves like a male lion. What is it talking about? It's talking about chayt mitzvahs. We jump out of bed, we chapatalas, the tefillin, we go to daven. We have to get up like a lion because that's the Yetzer. The Yetzer tries to convince them we are totally mundane creatures. And the only thing that has value is amassing more mundane things. And our goal is to tell them, my dear friend, you were appointed by God Himself for this position to try to convince me. But I know that God Himself does not want you to convince me. He wants me to be strong, be focused, realize what life is all about. That's the glue of the Ari. I'm the king. The lion is the king of wildlife. And we're the king over humanity and everything else. Why? Because we're connected to the Melech HaMelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if I realize the value of the mitzvahs and the Torah I have, that gives me the power to overpower this HL which is telling me you're just a mundane creature. I have the ability to do a mitzvah that uplifts me above the constraints, the limitations of the physical world. When the Tafel Shin Chof says, second line, to do the mitzvah, make sure I do the way Hashem commanded is yirah. What do I have to make sure I do the mitzvah right? Some people say, yeah, more or less, I'm doing more or less. I put on tefillin or the pashas kosher, what's the difference? I'm trying to do it. What are you talking about? You have to do it right. It's yirah to make sure that I got it right. And once I do it, simcha b'mitzvah, that's avah. Desire to the appreciation of how close we are to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We got mitzvah. A mitzvah and simcha and shame gatzim de poche le'elam. The mitzvah are like wings that uplift us above the
physical, mundane world.
Yeah. How far does this elevate us? It says, Vareseas HaMishkan, says many times over and over again, Kashetiv Hashem is Moshe. Moshe did as Hashem commanded him. If you do it right, then the Shekhinah dwells upon what you did. Mizbech was not, if it would not have been done, well, more or less, you ended up, it's not perfectly square, it's rectangle, or the corner is broken off. It's possible. So number one is that element of Yira in the building of the Beit HaMikdash to make sure everything was exactly like Hashem said. Sadashemi rather the Nakud of Ava, it was made with an Izvah slave, with the great heart of every member of Christ. Hashem can command that everybody has to give a larger amount. 10 shkolim, 20 times as much as he did command it. But might he command only half a shekel. Sounds here that even the matzah shekel Hashem wanted people to do it willingly. Oh, nothing. Oh, it's such a large amount. A small amount. Dove gozen de galen a rabban al te khum it khum tsum el shem kol de libe yven al tsum el shem so kef me khoshes rabban says te khemes u yvia es a tsum el shem kmo im tsum el shem im tsum el shem she yovi ha tsum el yon. If we do our part with the right spirit, that brings kaviyot al shem down to us. Besayna midrash the tiftach v'tiris ha-yelad sh'roli ma'yishchina tiyah kamar posakar kol ediv libay Yovis Hashchina Yachin Trumasa. We have this always, like we mentioned a few times over the Yom Tov also. We do our Maisim right, and that brings Hashchina down to us. So here, we're saying that by giving a Zov Kesef and Lechleishes, we brought the Hashchina. Echmich and Yovin Odom means Zov Hashchina Lemishka. But, in Yen Moki Yesh Bezeh, Sir Baharu Hechem Asina Koshbok Nikra Livon Shil Yisrael. We do say Koshbok is at the heart of Klai Yisrael. Min Hodin Kura, from this Pasuk. Tzul Levovim. The Chelki Elikim LeOilam. Tovah the Melech says, Hashem is the rock of my heart and my portion forever. Hashchina Shecheles V'Techlibon SheYisrael. Elikim Hakadosh Baruch Hu is through the Bavli. He is in the center of my heart. Kashi Yehudi Mitzayir BeLibo Bavli Truma. If he wakes himself up to bring the Truma, Moritz Hashchina BeLibo. That is Hashchina. We have the potential of Hashrat Hashchina in ourselves, and when we focus our heart and we uplift our heart and we excite ourselves to do the mitzvah, then in Chanan the Shekhinah is with us. That's it. So we basically brought the Hashos Shekhinah in Mishkan. Everybody has the ability to bring a part of the Shekhinah into the world and into his life. So that's what we said. Everything had to be built exact. Make sure we got it right. That's Yira. The Nidvas Leg of Klal Yisrael that we willingly gave the Truma to the Mishkan, that's Ava, and both of them together brought the Hashos Shekhinah. Avi Yivish Kol Yisrael, those are the two wings that uplift us to fly in the sky, the Shroz Hashchina Begoli. So, this is something to appreciate. The tremendous prayer Hashem invested us in as the Am Hashem. We have the mitzvahs. It requires to make sure that we do it right. Not just say, oh yeah, whatever you do, Hashem is happy with. No, you have to realize there is a demand from Hashem. But together with that, be excited that I have this opportunity to do this. And doing the Zivas Aleph is another point of Master Shekel also. Sometimes a person is generous, but then the Yetzer gets hold of him, turns into a Baal Gaida. I'm the greatest living Jew. All the big rabbis and everybody are saying, oh, he's a tzaddik, he's a tzaddik. And he starts getting convinced of it. And then he starts doing all kinds of mistakes. We have to know what we are. What people tell us or don't tell us doesn't make a difference. We have to rectify something. Rectify. Not. Yeah, but I'll tell part of what we're taught. This is focusing on today is this concept of Mitzvah v'Simcha. These Simchas uplift us from the Yisrael HaOfer. HaSimcha b'chelkoi, the fact that I'm happy with my physical and mundane acquisitions, what I have already, I'm content with it, that already uplifts us. Me'alachal atzus amash v'simcha b'libo. That takes away from being low and sad and frustrated. He goes, no, nothing to be frustrated about. I'm so, if anybody pay attention to the food that he had on his table in the course of Shabbos and Yom Tov, you would feel some effort. I think anybody here just ate bread and water in the course of the all different colors and flavors and things. You know, kol echad lefi his thing, but Baruch Hashem, we had more than the bare minimum by far. As the sofa simcha lasiyas and mitzvah, together with that, and I'm samech with my physical states, and I'm content with it, then I add to that the simcha of doing mitzvahs,
then the chlal, he uplifted himself above the limitations of the physical part of our life, as involved in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Semech Bem, and then empowers him to have the kreches to do things more. Because when you realize that the kreches that you have, the kreches of mitzvahs that we have, then you focus on that. That's the most powerful thing we have. Like I mentioned, the Hashem Hashem Lekeinu Tzidus Meredecho, Hashem should load us up with the bracha of the chag. And they heard the Hashem of Yitzchirov, what's the bracha of the chag? V'yisrach Sameach. This parish is, not that you will be on Yontes. It's chus Yontes, you'll always be Sameach. You're Sameach and Yontes, that focuses on what the true Simcha is. Simcha is Samatva Hashem Lekeinu. Once we have that clear, then Ach Sameach, that's the biggest bracha we can get. To be always in the state of Simcha, to be Zeich HaMemech. To where wherever we are, whether in Eretz Yisrael, or in Altos Abris, wherever we'll be, the Shechina is with us, we have the mitzvahs, we're the Am Hashem, and that should give us a feeling of Simcha, be content with what we have, and leave our leiv ponui, our leiv should be open, our leiv is Hashem, Simcha, Tov Leiv.